Hey, welcome back to the Big Red Zone. We are very excited for today's show. We get a very special guest, Jared Haben from The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise is here. We're going to talk all about the NFL, Patriots. He's a longtime Patriots fan. We'll talk about that stuff. And we're going to do our all-time reality show draft. All that and more on this week's episode of the Big Red Zone. Welcome to the podcast. This is the Big Red Zone. I'm your host, Big Red. As always, I'm joined by Danny Football.
Hey, yo.
Producer John.
Yes, sir.
And today we have a very special guest. Jared Haben from The Bachelor is here. Welcome, Jared.
Oh, thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me. Usually in a sports podcast, the last thing you want to intro a guy with is like, hey, he's known for being on Bachelor in Paradise. He knows.
My girlfriend loves you, by the way, so she's very excited for this episode to come out.
Oh, that's awesome. Tell her myself and Ashley say hello.
Yeah, big fans of both.
She's going to freak out.
She is going to freak out that you said that. So, Jared, why don't you tell us, I mean, everyone knows that you were on The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise.
Yep.
But you're a Warwick, Rhode Island native. Born and raised, proud, Rhode Island.
I'm a proud roadie boy. Smallest
roadie boy.
Roadie boy.
Can we swear on this podcast?
Yeah.
No, go. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Speak freely.
Fucking Providence. Dude, I love Rhode Island. So my wife and I, when Ashley and I got engaged, I was like, listen, one day we're moving back to New England. Because it's just, I miss it so much. I miss the sports culture. I miss the small town vibe. I miss my family. Like, you guys, I'm assuming you're both from the Northeast?
Yeah, we're both from Massachusetts. Mass. All three are from Mass.
Oh, okay. So you guys just get it. Like, we live in LA now, and it's just like, oh, God, get me the hell out of this state. It's burned into the ground. I don't know. I just hate everything. Like, I've always grown up not liking LA, just being a Boston sports fan.
Oh, amen, man. Jesus. Nah, right.
Danny Football had like a 20-minute rant on the Lakers.
The Lakers claiming championships that aren't theirs.
Yeah, it's just like I walk around and I see all these fake like LeBron jerseys.
Oh, my God. He's preaching right now.
Yeah, he's preaching.
It's like, oh, God. And then I, you know, I don't know. It's just terrible. I see nobody who's Rams or Chargers fans, which it makes sense.
No, they're all Raiders fans.
They're all Raiders fans, and whatever team that's like of the 30 that are in LA, they're just fans of that team that's winning. That's all it is.
And especially like I just don't like LA and New York are just two cities that like I just have.
There we go.
You know,
you have to being from Boston, growing up in Boston, it's like.
We'll get you back, baby. Don't worry. Yeah. We'll get you back to the winning side.
Hopefully we'll get you back.
Sports, and that's why I love Boston. It's like, so my wife now is a huge fan of Felger and Maz.
God, Jesus Christ!
Because obviously, you know, they really create the storyline. They make it very dramatic, and they really look into things. So they make it very entertaining for not just like the X and O's guys, but like my wife, who's a casual viewer, who's like. Wait, what's the tension between Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo? You're going to like this, I promise you.
Yeah, that's the one thing about Felger and Maz is they just, like, I feel like they're all BSing the entire time. Like, I feel like not a lot of what they say, but it is entertaining to listen to. It's just, like, some of the things is like, dude, what are you talking
It gets people
about,
talking. Man? That's all it really does. It's conversation.
It gets the people going. It gets the people
dude,
going.
Dude, I don't know. I'm a big Mike Felger guy.
Because I'm no, come on.
Dude, I love Felger. I am 100% in the Felger side of like, so never draft a running back in the first round.
I'm with you there. I'm with you there on that.
And like, because I remember, so I used to watch Sports Tonight, Boston Sports Tonight, when it was Felger and Gary Tangway. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yeah, Tangway.
They just bounced him, actually.
Yeah, I think he just got the boot. A lot of guys from NBC Sports Boston got the boot. We just talked about him.
Kyle Draper left. Kyle they got Draper rid of Abby Chin. All of them.
Really, Abby Chin's not there.
Yeah, dude, and she's a goat, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. She was like a Boston Celtics beat, like sideline.
Yeah, she was sideline. Yeah.
Yeah. They cleaned house for the Celtics, like Celtics reporters, like Draper, Chin, like Abby Chin. Everyone got the boot.
That's insane. I can't believe Tangway's gone. That's a
he's been there forever.
But honestly, I haven't seen much of him because like anytime I'm home now and I watch his Boston sports, it's usually Holly, DJ, what the hell's his name?
I, Yeah, I know him if I saw.
Bean. That's his name. Fucking Bean.
Bean.
But anyway, so I remember watching Boston Sports 10 years ago. And when the Pats traded Randy Moss, it was like week 3 of the NFL in 2010.
Oh, my God.
Great day. And I remember
Felger came on, and Felger was like, the Patriots will be a better team because of this. And I was like, that's a bold prediction, something I don't agree with. And then, of course, they went to go on, you know, 14-2. Brady was the unanimous MVP that year. Mm-hmm. And granted, they lost to the Jets in the playoffs that year. But I was like, he was kind of right. By getting rid of Moss, it forced Brady to spread the ball around. Deion, Wes Welker, I think Brandon Tate was a rookie that year. You had obviously Gronk and Hernandez in their first year. I don't know. So ever since then, I was
look
like,
at this deep Pats knowledge. I love this.
He's a Pat. He's from Rhode Island.
Busting out gold rookie year Tate, man.
Rookie year Tate. God, what a bust.
Yeah, that was
a long line of busts. A long line
of wide receiver busts.
Including N'Keal Harry right now.
Yeah, we're continuing the trend.
Hey, he caught a touchdown.
Everyone was catching touchdowns against the Chargers. Yeah. So
I think I could have caught a touchdown yesterday.
I was about to say, you know how bad the Chargers are when N'Keal Harry.
I'm surprised Dalton Keene didn't have a touchdown yesterday.
God, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. First game active or whatever in like 4 weeks or so.
Yeah. But it's great to have you on, Jared. I am a former employee of the Pawtucket Red Sox, too. So we got that Rhode Island. Spent a summer in Rhode Island for almost every day. So got the hot wiener. I think I'm wearing the hot wiener hat. That's a Rhode Island delicacy, right? The hot wieners.
Yeah, you're telling people who are not from the state, be like, you got to get wieners. And they're like,
yeah.
Don't worry about it. Just have wieners and have nice ice cold Dell's lemonade and call it a day.
Oh, Dell's is huge in Rhode Island. I didn't realize how that was the two things that I heard when I first got there. Is you got to try one of these, a hot wiener and Dell's. Like those are the
it's
two things.
How prideful Rhode Islanders are. It's weird, actually. I love it because I love. Yeah. For like our home state, because I have it, but it's like really weird.
Yeah, I love it, and I wasn't disappointed when I had it either. But with that said, we're gonna get into our first segment of the show, weekend recap. It's the weekend recap. All right, so for weekend recap, our first game, Danny Football doesn't want to hear it. We're getting
brutal.
I tangoed with him with picks of the week last week. We went head to head. He picked the Titans last week. I picked the Browns. And the Browns, what did I call them, Danny Football?
Silent but violent.
They are silent.
They were anything but silent yesterday, though, man. They were just violent.
Let me tell you, they're a top team in the AFC. It looks like Baker, if he can continue it, is for real.
The stocks are back up, baby.
The stocks are up. Baker had 334 yards and 4 touchdowns. Of course, in 1 week, I don't play him. He has a huge week. Nick Chubb obviously didn't do enough because Danny Football, I need to win in fantasy football, but he didn't do enough for me. But an all-out great offensive game for the Browns. The Titans, Ryan Tannehill had a pretty decent day, but Derrick Henry, the Browns defense shut down Derrick Henry.
What did I say he was going to have last week, 200 yards?
I think so.
And then I think he ended up with 60, so just a little bit off.
And a fumble. And you're pretty close.
That's all right. Baker cooked. That's all he needed.
So do we think that this Browns team can make a run at the I don't know about Super Bowl, but playoff
run? If they play like they did yesterday, then yes. But if they keep going up and down, then no. But if this is their turning point and they're going to start playing like this, they're – easily the favorite.
There was some, like, I know we talked about in the past, but they tend to lose to good teams. This is the first really good team they've beaten. And I mean, they play the Ravens next week. And after that, they just get the Steelers the last week of the season, but they have two easy ones in there. The Jets are pretty much throwing games at this point. So I think they can make a serious deep run. Jared, are you a big
bull run?
What?
Like deep run, like Super Bowl contenders playing in the AFC Championship game?
I think if they play like Danny Football said, if they play like they did yesterday, I could see them in the AFC Championship game. I really could. I don't think they're beating the Chiefs. Like I don't think
right now they would be in the wild card.
The wild card. are, because the Steelers are obviously leading that.
Yeah.
They're obviously going to be in this. But
they would play – so they'd play on the road first round, looks like most likely either at Buffalo or at Tennessee again.
No, they would have a – I don't think they would have – because they're adding two teams to the playoffs. So I think they'd have a home game, wouldn't they? No?
Oh, yeah. How the hell does that work now? I forgot.
So the top team get – I saw this yesterday. The top team gets a bye.
Yep.
And then from there, the two plays the seventh seed. Well, there's
three versus six, and then four versus five. That would make most sense. It's got to be that.
Yeah, it's got to be that.
So right now, the Steelers would get the bye, which means Chiefs, the number two seed, and they'd be facing the seventh, which is obviously a toss-up right now between the Colts, Raiders, Dolphins, and the Pats are still in it.
The Pats are still in it, baby. There's a path. There's a path.
But right now, so it looks like the Browns would be the sixth seed. Or no.
I'm seeing them as the five.
Yeah, five seed. Which means the five. Four. Which I guess right would be either Tennessee or Buffalo. One of the four division leaders.
Yeah, and they just handled Titans.
What do you guys think about the seventh playoff? Do you like this new format?
I kind of like it. I like seeing more teams. I especially like it when the Patriots are 6-6 and we have a chance to make the playoffs now. But I think it adds another team in there. It kind of keeps from – I know the Jets aren't really taking that and the Jags aren't, but it kind of adds that – like that takes away that sense of tanking. You know what I mean? Like you can make the – now teams that are like right in that 7-8, 9, now you can make a playoff run. And
my only problem is that it's going to reward another NFC team that's like 6-6 or something like that. And they're just going to get in
not
there.
Not necessarily, because –
I don't know. They always seem to squeeze in a losing record or barely a losing record team.
Well, yeah, they're going to have a losing record.
And now you're going to get another one. Division. It's going to be another tomato can.
Not necessarily.
I kind of agree on that one, just because this is like the outlier year where it looks like all the teams that are going to make the playoffs are going to have a winning record. But usually, adding a seventh team, you're adding in like an 8-8 team or a 7-9 team squeaking the playoffs.
Well, right now, the winner of the NFC East is going to have a losing record.
Yeah, I meant for wild card. Just because. Yeah.
Right now it's Vikings at 6-6, so they can control their own destiny.
The NFC East, even though the Giants are playing well, went to Seattle with Colt McCoy and won, which is crazy. But I hate the one bye. I hate it. It rewards one team way too much. At least two teams would get a bye. So if both those teams met in the championship game, it was an even playing field. But now you're talking about one team gets the bye. So I'm curious to see how this plays out, because over like the next 3 or 4 years, if the number one seeds from both the AFC and NFC conference continually make the Super Bowl, I think they need to change the format. But we'll see. Yeah. Maybe
I wouldn't be shocked if they keep it. It's an extra playoff team and it's more money for them.
Now, would you rather them do eight?
I wouldn't be shocked if they do eight.
That's too much. I don't want to have like everyone make the playoffs.
Well, it's just like baseball. Baseball just keeps making the playoffs bigger and bigger. I wouldn't be shocked if the NFL does it.
Sakes, but I just feel like it just saturates the product. And like, watch the NFL no matter what happens, like you guys said. Like, it doesn't matter. And I understand it's more revenue, so they're going to add a more number playoff team. But I just wish they didn't change it. It was perfect. It was perfect the way it was.
I understand it this year, especially because, like, you know, all the training camp was weird, and with the way the year is going, I understand they're giving a little more wiggle room for teams, but we'll have to see. I have a feeling, I think you're right, Danny, they're going to add it for next year for like, kind of like what the NBA is doing, and they're doing like a 1 year trial run with the playoff format. I have a feeling they're going to do it again next year as
if
like
they want
a
to do playing games. That'd be something different.
Isn't that a wild card?
No, like actual, like you take the two lowest seeds and they played two.
Oh, games. Yeah, that would be cool. Like to have like, so for the, like the sixth seed, maybe you have this 6-7 play each other, and then that's the final team. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
I'd watch it. But the only thing is with the NFL, like, because the NFL is so different than baseball, just because the physicality of the sports, are you're adding another game.
Yeah.
Like
you're adding a NFL, whole other week.
And that's the argument against those preseason games.
Totally. Like you're the NFLPA never going to go for that, just because, you know, safety of players.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see. But I think the Browns, getting back to the Browns, I think they can definitely make a little run there. And I think they could be, I think if they play like they did yesterday, I think they could see an AFC championship run. And then I don't know if they have enough horses to do it. They have two, like looking at their roster, like having a 1-2 punch of Chubb and Hunt, even though Hunt really wasn't used yesterday in the last couple of weeks, but having Chubb and Hunt in their backfield is like a huge advantage for your team. And then you add in your other guys like Higgins, Landry. If they get Austin Hooper was one of the best tight ends in the game last year. If they can get him going, like that's a dangerous line. Hard,
right? Like he's done for the year, right?
Who?
Odell?
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah. Baker plays better without him. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, because he doesn't force the ball to him.
Yeah.
Not like the Moss effect, like I was just talking about with Felger. Sometimes when you take away the star wide receiver, he's like chiming for the ball every other play. All of a sudden, the quarterback starts playing better because he's thrown to the open guy instead of just trying to force the ball to your star wide receiver.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know, though. Like, obviously, Chubb and Hunt is a great one, too. But you're going to get into the playoffs, so you're going to face the Steelers or you're going to face Kansas City. And you're going to face these teams that are going to, even like Tennessee with Vrabel, he's smart enough. They're going to just stack the box, stop the run, and say, Baker, you have to beat us. And I guess I know he did it yesterday and he had a great game, but I have to see him do it on a consistent basis and in a playoff game in order for me to believe in the Browns.
Yeah. I mean, even if they stack the box, they were running a lot of sets with both Chubb and Hunt where they do like, and they had, I think on the touchdown to the lineman, I think they had both of them on the field. They had Chubb go like a regular run, like fake. And they had Hunt run on the outside like it was a screen fake. And it took all the defense went both ways. And it parted the seas for the middle. I just think they have a lot of weapons, but you're right. It depends on Baker. Like if Baker's playing well, they have a chance. But if he's like, we got to see him play. I'd love to see him in a playoff.
He needs to be consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on to the next game, Packers-Eagles. Danny Football, this one, it piques your interest.
And yeah, because Jalen Hurts is my guy, and it looks like it's about his time.
It's about Jalen Hurts' time. But the thing I'm nervous, like the part of that I'm nervous about is we haven't even gotten to Carson Wentz's contract extension. Starts next year as his first year one of contract extension. He's going to cost them, I think I saw yesterday, like over $20 million or $21 million if they cut him next year.
Oh, I have it right here in front of me.
Let's hear it.
I told you earlier, and what a fucking joke this is. Wentz, back in June, he signed in 2019, so a year and a half ago, he signed a four-year extension, $110 million guaranteed. Guaranteed, $110 million. And if he is not on the roster next year, That is a $60 million cap hit against the Eagles. $60 million. And if he's not on the roster the year after in 2022, it costs them $24
million. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's insane.
So that's why I'm nervous because I feel like they're locked into this guy. They're not going to take a $60 million cap hit and a $20-something million dollar cap hit the next year to just – Which is their luck at
my backup Hurts. Plan is that they just sell high on Hurts and get something for Hurts.
Ugh. What if you think he's the future though? Are you an Eagles fan?
Yeah.
No, I'm just a Jalen Hurts fan. I wanted him to be a Pat. I wanted him to be the Pats quarterback.
We're big taking. I'm surprised the Eagles took him so early, but I guess now with the struggles, part of it is not Carson Wentz's fault. He needs to get some talent around him, but because don't forget he was an MVP candidate, like. How many years ago? It was when he got hurt. Brady's year? Was it Brady when he won the MVP?
He was like, I never wish injury on anybody, but that year when Wentz went down, I might have been a little happy because I knew he was now the leading MVP candidate.
Yeah. After he went down, there was no question Brady was going to win it, but he was the MVP candidate a couple years ago, and he's young. He's very talented. I think if they get some pieces around him, I think he can be successful, but. I mean, he's looking pretty awful. Like, he's looked pretty bad the last few weeks. And also, I don't know if you want to get him hurt. So, I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing Jalen Hurts get in there. I love him. He was my favorite quarterback coming out of the draft, but he was my favorite that I thought the Patriots could draft last year. He was my guy that I wanted to see succeed Tom. But
so if you guys are the Eagles, what happens if Jalen Hurts looks really good these last five games?
I trade him for a second round pick, just like Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, but what if you're trading away? Like, it's so hard to get a quarterback.
It's like it's the Pats' predicament, man. Do you trade off on the young guy and get something for him, or do you keep sitting on him until you can use him?
There's a big difference between Carson Wentz and Brady.
Yeah, well, and the difference is Brady has the legacy, but Wentz has the money.
Yeah, but like, you're also winning with Brady. That's the thing. Like, even the year they traded Jimmy G, you went to a Super Bowl, then you won the Super Bowl the year afterwards. Like, I just don't see the Eagles winning right now with Carson Wentz, even if they stack some wide receivers and talents around him. He's just kind of like a head case right now. I don't know what you think, because if Jalen Hurts plays well the last five games, like, you kind of drafted your next quarterback and you're set up for the future, but now you have this backup quarterback that's making $60 million.
Yeah, they could always try to find a team that's dumb enough to take him.
Yeah, there is always those teams. Like, I could totally see, like, the Jaguars doing something stupid.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Jags, they're fighting for that first and second draft pick. They're going to get one of those guys in the draft this year. The quarterback situation is, like, it's pretty set. Like, if you look, I mean, there's some teams, obviously, like the Patriots, they're not set. I mean, they have Cam, but he's not their guy.
I'd say the Bears aren't.
Yeah, I'd say the Bears aren't really totally sold.
We don't know if the 49ers are going to option Jimmy G.
There's a chance, but there's, like, for the most part, everyone's got either a young quarterback or is going to draft a quarterback this year, or they got an established quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, so, the Jets and the Jags are obviously going to draft Trevor Lawrence and what's the other kid?
Fields,
thank you. And then, like you said, that, like, San Fran, are they sold on Jimmy G? Who knows? Minnesota's probably going to keep Kirk Cousins for at least another year, and then yeah, who else doesn't really have a
the Colts, maybe?
The Bears.
Yeah, the Colts. Because Philip Rivers, I mean, he kind of looks – I know he's playing all right, but he looks pretty toast. The Bears, you shouldn't be sold on Mr. Trubisky or Nick Foles. You got to move on, guys.
I mean, the Bears took Nick Foles' contract, so maybe they'll take Carson Wentz's contract. They love the Eagles' QBs. Maybe they'll just take another one.
Maybe the Washington football team?
Washington football team?
Yeah, that's another carousel, yeah.
That's another, like – yeah, they just have bad luck with injury. Kyle Allen looked not too bad when he played, but I think I'd rather Carson Wentz than any of the guys they had in there.
All right, let me ask you guys this: as being both Pats fans, if these three guys were available next year, who would you want? You get your choice between Carson Wentz, Jimmy Garoppolo, or Mitch Trubisky.
Jeez,
I had other guys in mind. Jimmy G?
I take Jimmy G.
Oh, I'm on that Jimmy G train.
Jimmy G. He already knows the offense. He already knows the personnel.
Easy. I would take Jimmy G for the sole fact of contract-wise. Carson Wentz, I really like Carson Wentz. Like, I really do. I like him as a quarterback. I don't like the contract that he's in, and I know we'll never accept that contract for who he is. Like, that's never going to happen. So, if they option him and, like, they don't pick up the option for Jimmy G, 100%, I'd love to see him come back to New England, 100%. There's other guys that I'd rather see, though, like Deshaun Watson. I hope they blow it up and maybe
– They'd have to trade him.
They'd have to trade for him.
They just signed him, didn't he?
They just signed him an extension, but
– oh, God, why would you ever sign an extension?
Yeah, he literally signed his death warrant to stay there for another 4 years.
That was a terrible choice. The other guy that I was thinking of, and I don't be a New England fan, I don't know if you'll be too happy about this, but Aaron Rodgers. They just drafted the new guy, and I think he's doing
well. Tell him your Dak Prescott one too.
Dak Prescott's another guy. I said Dak Prescott. My three wild card QBs of next year, like before the season started, were Dak Prescott, Watson, and Aaron Rodgers.
Dude, I mean, I just don't see Belichick paying top dollar for a quarterback. He never pays granted, we've been spoiled with Brady, you know, and we've always paid Brady well, but he's always taken some pay cuts. I just don't see Belichick going out after letting Brady go and then signing Cam Newton for $1 million, like going to get Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson or Dak Prescott and paying these guys $40 million a year. Like, I can totally see him going for, like, a veteran middle of the road quarterback who, like, if Jimmy Garoppolo takes a pay cut, or like someone like Matt Stafford or Matt Ryan, if they move on from him, like, that's the direction I see the Pats going, just because I feel like that's what Belichick's going to do. And then, you know, maybe he'll either try to still develop Stidham, or if he drafts another guy in the second or third round and tries to develop him while we have, you know, one of these middle-aged veteran quarterbacks kind of plugging in the hole for the next few years. I don't know.
We talked about Matt Ryan, and then my guy is Ian Book at Notre Dame. I want him as a second or third rounder.
Zach's been talking about Ian Book for the last couple of weeks. My thing is, based on some comments that Belichick has made, I kind of think he's lean. I mean, I always get my hopes up with Boston sports that we're going to get these big guys, and hardly ever happens. But he did say, like, when they asked him about the roster, he's like, we went all in a couple of years ago for a Super Bowl, and now we're just trying to get back in the cap. The reason they signed, I think, Cam Newton was because it really wasn't anyone there for the right price after Brady signed somewhere. And I think this year was all about getting under the cap, like getting the cap numbers. Like, next year, you're not going to have Brady's cap hit. You're not going to have who's the other guy? They had like three or four guys that aren't even playing on the team right now, and they're taking cap hits.
Might be like an opt out, maybe like Hightower or Chong or something like that.
No, Hightower is off the books because I think they freeze his contract. Who is hold on, cap hits?
Yeah, who? Antonio Brown or Sanu?
Antonio Brown, I think they had he had a cap hit from last year. Where is it?
Yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, I hope you're right. I completely agree with you. The fact that, like, they were trying to get under the cap this year. 100%.
Yeah.
Jared, just while Steve's looking for that, what was your thoughts on AB's cup of coffee last year?
I mean, it sucked.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Sorry. Tom Brady, Antonio Brown, Michael Bennett, Stephen Gostkowski, Daron Harmon. A bunch of guys, I have no idea who they are. Devlin, I think, has a cap hit, a small one. Lamar Miller had a small cap hit.
Oh, Lamar Miller. In here. He wasn't even here for a cup of coffee. He took a sip.
He took a sip and said, this is the wrong cup.
Yeah, this is too extra for me.
But the big ones were Tommy. Oh, wait. Yeah, where Tommy. Oh, there it is right there. Was Tom, Antonio Brown, Michael Bennett, Stephen Gostkowski, Harmon. Like, those guys, like, had huge cap hits.
Yeah.
And I remember next year, you won't have those. And I think it's like, it resets, like, all of, he got us under the, like, it, I think it was a reset year this year. And especially the way the year has turned out, like, the way the season is, I think next year he's going to try to re-sign some guys, like, or sign some bigger names. I wouldn't be surprised at the quarterback situation he figures out. Stephon Gilmore, remember, is getting paid next to nothing next year. So I'm sure $7 million.
He's probably gonna be gone. I mean, let's be honest. Unless we up his pay, he'll probably be gone, which I'm okay with. Like, I love Steph Gilmore, but, you know, JC Jackson's coming on. I like Jonathan Jones. So, you know, and then they get another veteran in there. I think J.C. Jackson, you're going to see in that number one corner slot next year.
I would love some top dollar for him, though. I don't want to see him just walk for nothing. I want to get, like, at least a pick or something for him.
I'm sure we will. I mean, because they were asking, you know, there was all those rumors at the trade deadline this year that they're, like, Belichick wanted two first-round draft picks or something crazy like that. So
yeah, I think it was, like, a first-round draft pick and a player, like an impact player or something like that.
So I'm sure he, like, you know, I'm sure he'll be willing to give, you know, part ways for like a second round draft pick or something. I mean, listen, if Steph Gilmore wants to stay here and wants to play and, you know, we find the right price, I'm all in. But I don't see Belichick paying top dollar, and I don't see Steph Gilmore taking anything less.
I mean, it will be interesting to see. When we're talking about the Patriots, I think we should talk about this unbelievable game yesterday. I mean, we kind of talked about it a little bit. My God, that was like, abuse.
Yeah, where did that come from?
That was abuse. That was like out of nowhere. The 6-6 Patriots just
That was a lot of aggression let out yesterday, boys. That was a season worth of aggression.
Why do we have to do Justin Herbert like that, man? Like he's just a kid.
He was on the tracks and the train was coming. And we were on
the Belichick train was coming choo-choo down the train. The tracks. What I was gonna say. So I have Justin Herbert in fantasy and. just like my Belichick knowledge, I was like, I don't know, Belichick against a rookie quarterback, I don't feel good about it. So I picked up Kirk Cousins, and thank God, because he threw 3 touchdowns against Jacksonville.
Jared, we are on the same wavelength. I had a big week trying to get into the playoffs, and I had Herbert. I benched Herbert, picked up Cousins, and now I have a chance to make the playoffs. It was like,
my friend.
It was like there was no way I was playing a rookie QB against Bill Belichick, even with the defense being, you know, I think the defense is getting hot. But even so, like the way their year they've had, I still didn't trust Justin Herbert in the Chargers, who normally blow huge leads in the end of games. But I mean, do we think this team can do it? Can they make the playoffs?
If they play like they did yesterday, just like the Browns we said earlier, don't let the Pats get hot, man. If they keep winning, they can do this.
I mean, the problem is, I like Cam. I like his attitude. He fits in well. He's, you know, he's drinking the juice. God, he just can't throw the ball. It's hard to watch him. Like, I thought he looked really good. He looked fast yesterday. I thought it was the best he looked running the ball since probably the Miami game, week 1. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's the modern NFL. Like,
do you think that's indicative of his mechanics or the weapons?
I think it's indicative of his everything. But most of all, I think it's indicative of his shoulder. Something's wrong. I know he had shoulder surgery a couple, like last year, 2 years ago. He was injured. And dude, every time he throws the ball, whether it's a 3-yard check down or 40 yards downfield, I mean, it just looks like herky jerky. It looks weird.
Yeah.
And it just comes out weird. And I know he's never had really good mechanics, but I don't know. It's just in that offense, like on Sunday, he had what, like 69 yards passing. And then the week before against Arizona, he had like 80 something. And it's like, that's not going to last forever. And so, I mean, we'll see. It's a big game Thursday night. If they run the table, they're 10-6, which means they'd have to win in LA, in Miami, home Buffalo, and home the Jets.
Yeah.
If they do, you know, so they got to win 3 out of 4 to make it to 9-7 to have a chance to make it in the playoffs, which is tough. That means you can only drop either one of the next 2 games in LA and in Miami. Because I think at home Buffalo, you'll have a shot, and then home the Jets.
Yeah, the Jets, the Jets are throwing games at this point. I'm not really worried about them. The Miami game, isn't the Miami game home?
No, it's in Miami.
We played them at home opening.
We already played them at home. So, the Miami game, I mean, we always, for some reason, well, with Tom, I guess, I don't know. He always had a tough time in Miami. Now he loves it down there.
Does he?
He's wearing a neck warmer when it's 75 degrees out, so he's already accustomed to the climate.
He's already turned, dude. It's sad to see.
He's not a cold weather guy anymore.
It's seeing like one of your heroes just go down. Like, he's wearing a jacket in 70 degree weather. Like, this is getting ridiculous.
It sucks. Everything sucks.
The way I see it is, the Rams game is big, but it's not as big as the Dolphins, Bills, and Jets game. Because if they win those 3, they have a chance at a home game, right? Depending on how the Bills do and the Dolphins do the last few weeks, like, they have a chance at a.
So did home we figure game. Out? Does the first wild card get a home game?
Well, let's figure this out.
I can try and figure it out.
So 2 plays 8, 7. Two plays 3,
plays 6, and then 4 versus 5. So
I don't think the wild cards get a home game. I think you're right.
2, 3, 4. So they'd have to win the division right now
to get a home game.
Yeah, and so Buffalo, you know, Buffalo's weird. I don't believe in Buffalo. I mean, we'll see. They're playing the 49ers here in like a half hour, but you know, maybe they'll smoke them. Maybe not. It's like Vegas has this as a pick 'em game. So if they lose in San Fran, watch out. Because then you're talking about the Bills right now are 8-3. So we're 2 games back in the win column because we're 6-6. So if they lose tonight, they're 8-4. We're 2 games back with 5 to go.
Yeah.
It's doable.
And you think about it, like, one of the games is against them. So that's like, really, if you got to think you're winning those 3 games. So you're winning one of them. So now you're just a game back. And if you can get a loss, a mystery loss. By the way, I'm the biggest Buffalo Bills fan tonight. Danny Football has White Lightning going against this kid. I need to lose to make the playoffs. So I'm the biggest Allen fan. They can lose all they want, but I really need him to have like 60 points today.
Well, I hope they lose 61-60 for you.
I appreciate. Hey, I that would be the best thing to ever happen because now that helps both of us. The Dolphins. I don't. What is it?
Tonight's a big game for Buffalo because they play in San Francisco tonight, and then next week they're home against Pittsburgh. They could easily lose that. Then they're at Denver, which the Broncos suck, but anytime you play in Denver, that's a tough game. And then they're obviously in Foxborough, and then they're home against Miami. It's not the easiest schedule.
No. I mean, they got the big one is Pittsburgh. Like, if they can pick up a lot, if the Patriots can beat them and then the Bills lose against Pittsburgh, they're right in it. Like, they have a tie, and then it comes down to tiebreakers, which I think I think that's a tie. And then it goes to point differential, right? I don't know what all the tiebreakers are because if they beat them, they're 1-1 against Buffalo.
I think it's division record after that, right? It's head-to-head.
After that, it's division record. And, I mean, I think they're going to be close on that too because they're going to have two wins against the Jets. They'll need two wins against the Dolphins. So it depends on the Bills split with the Dolphins.
You're right. They got to run the table at the end.
We control our own destiny. We just need to win the games.
They have a really good shot. I've been saying this for a few weeks now. I'm excited. I've never been this excited for the last 3 weeks playing the Bills, Jets, and Dolphins. Like, I've never been this excited as a Patriots fan, but it really is. It's like, it's a playoff push. Like, we have a chance to make it. We just
haven't had a meaningful game against these guys late in the season in probably 20 years.
I mean, the Miami Miracle game was pretty big. That one hurt us pretty good.
That was for the number one seeding. That wasn't for a playoff spot.
Yeah, that's true.
Last year, to Miami at home, costing us the freaking bye.
Yeah, that was a terrible loss. But I believe in this team, and I feel really silly for saying that, but I think that they can, like Danny said, their destiny is in their hands. We got to see if they we'll see if they answer the call.
I mean, I got to see what they look like Thursday night against the Rams. The Rams are a good team. They're playing again in LA because, like, as good as they looked against the Chargers on Sunday, I know they beat Arizona the week before, but they looked like ass. And so I got to see what they, you know, if they come out and they play well against Thursday night, even if they lose, like it's a competitive game against a good team. All right, I'll start feeling a little bit better. Then you have 10 days off. Then you're in Miami. You know, Belichick, you give Belichick 10 days to game plan. I'll take him.
Especially against Miami.
Exactly.
And it's probably going to be a rookie quarterback. Like you said, I don't think Fitz is going to go. I think it's going to be Tua. So I think that's why I have confidence to get going into the Miami game playing Tua. Like, I just think, like, I'm not sold on Tua, to be honest with you. So,
yeah, right there.
But moving on, I want to move on to the next segment, which is a fun one. Jared's going to join us for this one. It's the picks of the week.
Picks of the week.
So for picks of the week, we each pick a game for next week's NFL season, game. Right now, we're checking the standings. I got a 2-game lead over Danny Football. Danny Football is having a tough
this
season.
This is why I'm throwing the fantasy game so you don't get
do
into
not,
the playoffs.
Do not throw that game. I need.
He's trying to get the first round draft pick next year. He's tanking. That's his strategy.
I'm calling a zero cover blitz right now. I'm going for it.
Well, all right, Mr. Zero Cover Blitz. Who are you going with?
All right, ready? Here's my zero cover blitz. I'm going to go Steelers over Bills. This is what we need, boys. We need that Bills L. And the Steelers are going to keep going with their march to 16-0. They're going to keep driving.
How are they doing right now? The Steelers are playing right now against the...
They are winning 17-10.
Close game.
How's Claypool doing?
Let's find out. You can make your pick while I do that.
And of course, Deontay Johnson scored the first touchdown. I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
And what's his name? Out of nowhere, Washington. James Washington decides to show up this week and get a 50-yard bomb of a touchdown.
Claypool's rocking a 5.8 right now.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Zach.
You welcome. Appreciate you.
Oh, my God. I'm so disgusted. All right, I'm going silent but violent, baby. I'm doubling down on the Browns against the Ravens. The Ravens don't look like they have it this year. I think that... I mean, we'll have to see how they play tomorrow, Tuesday night football. This is getting ridiculous. We'll have to see how they play tomorrow, but I'm going with the Browns, baby. We're going to continue to roll.
All right. Well, so we're not doing points, right? Just pick them?
Just pick them. Whoever you think's going to win.
All right. I mean, obviously, I'm going with the easy one if it's my first time.
No, Seattle. You got to go the hard one. You got to pick a close competitive match.
All right. I'm just trying to get a 5-yard. All right. I'm not doing a Hail Mary.
He just wants to get that first catch under his belt.
He just wants to get the first one in. I understand. All right. All right.
Get tackled out here, for Christ's sake. All right. You know what? I was going to go Seattle and Jets.
Steve's trying to give you a hospital pass right now.
All right, I got one. I'm going to go with the Giants over the Cardinals. The Giants are playing Arizona. Giants are playing well right now. They're 5-7. Arizona seems to be trending in the wrong direction.
Not a bad pick.
I love that pick. Write it down. We got to write that down.
Giants over Cardinals. Write it down. Danny Jones probably will be back, but if he's not, going with my boy Colt McCoy.
He got it done last week.
In Seattle.
That's unbelievable. That was a terrible loss by Seattle.
Oh, horrible.
I meant to say this back when we talked about the Green Bay game. But as far as I'm concerned, I think the two MVPs that we were talking about, Kyler and Russell, I think that's kind of trailed off. I think Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, after what he did the other day, I think they're kind of taken over as the front runners for the MVP race, which – I said if you're a betting man going in after they drafted
Jordan Love,
I said, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have an MVP caliber year. He hasn't disappointed, and I think it's going to come down to him and obviously Pat Mahomes just because kid's unbelievable.
I agree. But Rodgers and Mahomes right now.
Rodgers and Mahomes. So that's our picks of the week. We're going to go right into waiver pickup of the week. I'm going with Rashad Higgins. He's rostered in 3.5% of fantasy leagues on ESPN. He had a nice day yesterday. 6 receptions, 95 yards, and a touchdown. Like I said, doubling down on the silent but violent team. He had six receptions. He's looking his way. Not a bad stash for if you. I mean, we're going in the playoffs, so you're probably not finding unless you're the kid. Shout out Rob Marcello. Unless you're him and picking up waiver guys and they're getting 25 points a week, you're probably not going to find a guy that you're just going to plug right in. But Rashad Higgins, good guy to keep on your bench in a just-in-case situation.
I'm going to go with my guy Jalen Hurts. If you're in a keeper league, it's more worth just picking him up. He'll be a 16th-round keeper if you want to keep him. And then just kind of ride out the offseason, see what happens with Wentz. If he gets dealt, Hurts as a starter. If not, just don't keep him. But I think 1.4%, might as well toss him on the end of your bench. And let the guy just – he's a gamer, and I love him. So let's go with Jalen Hurts.
Let the guy eat. I like
it. Let my boy eat.
All right. Seeing how I had – I didn't prepare for this one. But
okay,
I have one. Adrian Peterson. He's only rostered at 48% in Yahoo right now. And – the only reason I know this is because I just picked him up 2 weeks ago, which worked out really well. He had 17 points against Houston. He had 17 points this past weekend against Chicago. He's going against Green Bay at home. So they're inside the dome. They're going to try to run the ball, keep Rodgers on the sideline. Adrian Peterson's my pick.
He's been turning back the clock. He looks good.
We talked about that last week for the Thanksgiving game. He turned back the clock in that game. I think that's a great keeper. That was one that I think we talked about last week as a possible keeper pick, keeper of the week.
Yeah, I think we went back and forth on him.
But that's a good one. Write it down. All right, we're gonna go into some rapid fire questions. We did this last week. It was pretty good. We're skipping Danny football segment. 2 minutes for roughing.
I don't know if UMass Lowell is gonna play hockey anymore. So.
It's a tough
one. I'm going to let it rest for now.
So we're going to get into rapid fire questions for Jared. First question, thoughts on Brady to the Bucks?
I mean, depressing as shit.
me and Steve were together for that day. It was pretty dark.
Jared, I got to be honest. I called that one. I said he was going to the Bucks.
I couldn't believe it. And now you're hearing all these, like, Mike Florio reported today that there's tension and then, like, there's, like, a possibility of Brady not returning next year, which just seems like leverage play. And it just sucks that, like, now we're coming down to the point where him and Arians, I put more of the blame on Bruce Arians. What are you doing? You're bringing in Tom Brady and you're still going to have him hold on to the ball for 8 seconds in the pocket and try to throw 40 yards downfield. That's never been Brady's game.
Stupid.
Like, I just don't understand. So it's just obviously not working down there. It sucks because, like, it feels like my parents got divorced and I have to choose.
People it's are exactly like, exactly well, what it is.
Now they're separated. So now we're going to find out if it was more Belichick or if it was more Brady. And it was like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It was 50-50. It was always 50-50. Brady would have never won six without Belichick, and Belichick would never have won six without Brady. They need each other. It depresses me. I just hope he puts up big stats. He's doing that. He's like, I think, second or third in the league in touchdowns and yards. So just put up big stats and then, you know, make the playoffs and get bounced in the first or second round in his career.
All right. So how about along those lines? How long do you think Bill's going to be here for?
You know what's funny? You guys remember that America's Game, the 2009 documentary with Belichick? And he said he wasn't going to coach in his 70s.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I hope he changed his mind. Because, what is he, 68 now?
He's getting up there. He's close.
What, 5 more years? I'd probably give him 5, you know?
I'd probably give him 5.
I'd say if I had to put a number on it, I'd say 4 or 5 more years. Like,
yeah.
Apparently he had some disdain about the way Parcells left in New England and doesn't want to leave Robert Kraft or Jonathan Kraft high and dry. So I could totally see him trying to, you know, win another Super Bowl without Brady for his own ego, but while also trying to build the roster and find the quarterback for the next coach. So 5 years.
Did you hear my hot take of who's going to be the new coach next year for the Bucks is Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
That's my hot take. I think it makes sense. I mean Brady's probably got one more year down there. So I think they're going to try to win it next year or try to win it this year, but try to win it next year.
They have to. They're all in. They're all in for Brady. Like, they're bringing him Antonio Brown. They're getting Gronk out of retirement. Like, it's all Brady down there. They've sold out for him. So, like, you got to do whatever you can to make sure you try to win a Super Bowl over the next 2 years.
Who's your favorite Patriot?
Well, time.
Current roster favorite.
You know what's funny? Because when Brady left, I was like, all right, well, my new favorite Patriot is Dante Hightower. And then, of course, he opted.
Should we even ask? Because I'm worried now.
Do you have an all-timer then in that case?
Yeah, let's go all-timer because I don't want
to. No. My favorite probably on the roster has got to be Edelman. I mean, that dude is just – I know he's hurt right now, but that dude is just balls. Like, clutch, tough, goes over the middle, makes, you know, tough catches, takes the hits. Like, that is just like, you know, when you write down Patriot, you know, it's Julian Edelman's picture next to it. So I'd say him. Who's he? Oh, you know what? Duggar, though. I'm starting to really like Duggar. He just seems like a ball hawk. He's always around there. I mean, he's struggling in coverage, but he's a rookie. If he could be like an Earl Thomas, I would love that. So Kyle Duggar might be like sneaky favorite Patriot coming up.
What was all time? What was your, I think Danny, I mean,
come on.
Yeah. I don't think that's even a question.
I mean, if you're anywhere between like 20, 30, 40 years old, Tom Brady is your favorite New England Patriot of all time. It's not even a question. Like, I mean, I guess the better question is like, who's your second favorite of all time? And that's actually a good question because there's a lot of players that come to mind. You know, I would honestly say Edelman's up there. I would say Brewski, Ty Law.
There you go. Good.
I used to have a law firm poster with Ty Law and Lauren Malloy on there. You know, I loved Rodney when he was here, but I'd probably say, McGinnis. That dude was just clutch. Hightower's up there too, man. Hightower has made...
He's made some huge plays.
Huge plays. I mean, tackling Marshawn Lynch at the 1 yard line right before Butler made the pick. And then, of course, the strip sack in the 2016 Super Bowl against Atlanta. And then just his dominant performance with Kyle Van Noy in the 2018 Super Bowl against the Rams. Like, Hightower is up there too, man.
Yeah, I can't. I also am a big Vrabel guy. I'm a big. I just love just who he is. He just seems like very like blunt and like very. He's just funny. I think he's hilarious.
I agree.
So for the final question, this is going to tie into our next segment. What's your? I mean, this is kind of like Tom Brady question. What's your favorite reality show of all time?
You know what's funny? I don't watch reality TV all that much. Like,
really?
I know it's actually pretty ironic because I was on a reality TV show. Sorry, the house phone's ringing, but
no worries.
But who the fuck has a house phone anymore? It makes the internet cheaper. So a friend of mine signed me up to be on The Bachelor, and I'm obviously very much in debt to her for the rest of my life because I met my wife through the show. The only reality TV show I ever watched before going on Bachelor was Jersey Shore. I fell in love with that show.
Classic.
And obviously Pauly D being from Johnston, so there was like a little Rhode Island in there. And I've gotten to meet all of them, and they're super nice, super cool. Jersey Shore, I guess I'd have to say, is my favorite reality TV show of all time.
Well, the reason I ask is because we like to do all-time drafts on the Big Red Zone. So today we decided to honor you, and we're going to do the all-time reality show draft. Mm-hmm. So producer John's going to join us for this one too. The four of us are going to pick five reality shows of all time, snake draft. We'll do the random order. And we'll each pick five shows that are our favorite, and we'll put it out there on our Instagram, Twitter, and you guys can vote at home. So real quick, we'll do numbers. We want to do Jared, since you're the guest, what number would you like between 1 and 100?
Let's do 74.
74.
That was my number, football number in freshman year of high school. I was a left tackle. You believe
74.
It or not. 74, man.
I'll go 25.
Give me one.
Classic.
I like it.
Man. Eight.
I like we didn't do the Price is Right. Usually someone Price is Right at someone. All right, we got a random number. 60. So it's going to go Jared first. I'm going second. John's third.
Damn.
And Danny Football, you're taking up.
Damn, that backfired real quick.
All right. So with the first pick in the draft, what do we got, Jared?
All right. So this is a TV show, correct? Reality TV show?
It can be reality TV, any reality TV. It can be game show. Like we were thinking game shows. It can be, you know, whatever.
It can be game shows?
Well, no, not game shows.
No, like, not game shows.
I don't want to give away, like, my answers. But, like,
What are you picking Jeopardy or something? What the hell's going on?
I'm talking like.
You can, like, win prizes on it.
Yeah, you can win prizes. Like, for example, MasterChef. Yeah. You can pick those. That's what I was thinking. But it can be any reality show type that you want.
All right, listen. I'm not saying I watch this, but my wife does. And this is by far, in my opinion, the most popular reality television show in the history of TV. And that's The Kardashians.
Yeah.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Dude, like what that family did for reality TV changed the game. Kim Kardashian was like, I'm going to make a sex tape and I'm going to get things off of it. And then I'm going to make my entire family famous. And then we're just going to have a show about us like hanging out at the house. And I mean, people are going to watch it for 15 years. And then I'm going to be the most famous person on earth.
Printed money, man. Printed money.
Dude, everything they do
turns to gold.
You know what? Like, so a buddy of mine used to work for TMZ and he said, he's like, it's way – now, this is the most first world thing I'm ever going to say, but he said it's way harder to be famous just because you're famous than it is being famous for a skill. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like what Kim has done by just being famous and making herself probably one of the biggest names in the history of Hollywood is actually – is something that, like, I find impressive.
I mean, it's pretty impressive that you don't really – like you said, she has a TV show that she just basically lived her life and was entertained. Like, it was just walking around. Like, I could film myself and people aren't going to watch me live my life.
Dude, and they're just –
tried that before.
Like, now she's obviously married to Kanye. And then just, like, everything they've ever done, it's just, like, they're just worth billions of dollars now. And it's, like, wow. I mean, good for you.
Whole family's a money factory.
Definitely. With my pick, I got to go. I'm wearing the shirt for a reason. I'll play out last. I'm going with Survivor. It's my favorite show.
It's a good pick.
Jared. I'm going to go not because it's my favorite, but because I play to win. Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Very nice. That was my second round draft pick.
That's a good pick.
All right. I'm going to go. We're going to keep it topical. I'll go Bachelorette.
There we go. Okay.
We'll count that as the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, you want to give me both for the price of one? I'll take that.
Damn, that's a good deal.
Bachelor franchise. So you get Bachelor franchise.
I get three things then.
You get three things. That's a solid first round pick.
Bachelorette in Paradise. Oh my God.
Wow. He has his whole starting three already.
Yeah, can I just pick this as like my first three?
You're going to have a bench. You got it. Dude. You're going to have a bench on there.
I'm deep. Call me the 08 Celtics. I'm deep.
All right. Do you even need a second round pick?
You guys can keep going.
No, you get your second round pick. Let's hear it.
Give me Chopped.
Oh, a little cooking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's an interesting second round
pick. Steve, you say that every time, and I have a banger team. You do this every time.
I still don't like the – I listened back. I don't like the cranberry sauce one.
You didn't say that when we were doing the draft. So.
I actually did say it.
No, and then you came back around and said you did like it.
I said it wasn't bad.
Fellas.
All right. John, second round pick.
Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory.
Oh, jeez.
There it is.
I was expecting a ooh and an ah from that. That was my show when I was a kid. All right.
Nope.
Next.
I'm going to go with one. Actually, I got into this show because one of my neighbors went on it, and then that's just kind of why I started watching it. But The Real World. Someone from West Bridgewater went on that. Jared, you're up with your back-to-back picks.
All right. Back-to-back? Shit. All right. See, I'm having actually a tough time choosing between these two, but I don't know if I want them both. And I'm trying to think of what people will vote for more.
Don't be a pander. Don't pander to the audience. Just pick.
All right. So I'm going to go with, because I think that this really changed TV once again in terms of competition shows, American Idol.
That's a great pick. That's a good one. I didn't even think of that one.
Here's the thing. I'll give away what I was going to. I was going to go with The Voice because it's more popular now than American Idol. But American Idol is, like, in terms of name recognition, I feel like, and it's like place in television history is way bigger.
Yeah, there'd be no Voice without American.
Yeah.
Dude, exactly. There'd be no Kelly Clarkson.
True.
Right, two picks in a row?
Yep, you got another one.
All right. So, again, because competition shows, they really is something that I can watch. Big Brother. That's a great show right there.
Yeah, how many times Big Red applied for Big Brother?
Yeah, I applied for Big Brother back in the day, a few years
ago. Did you ever get a call back?
I went to the casting call, live casting call at Ned Devine's. Shout out Ned Devine's in Boston. And I went and are you a fan of the show? Do you watch it?
I mean, I've seen seasons, yeah.
I went with the one where Josh beat Paul a couple of years ago. No?
I don't know.
There's a kid, a guy named Kevin. He was an older guy. He was from the next town over. Yeah.
I've met him a couple times.
Oh, really?
He's from
Bridgewater, yeah. Mass. Yeah.
He has
cancer.
Cancer. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I met him at, I met him and I think another guy from, who's a local guy who went on Big Brother. Or maybe it was a different show. I don't remember. But anyway, I met him a couple times at Foxwoods. We did a couple events there.
Oh, really? Derek? Yeah. Was it Derek? Derek, I forget his last name. But Derek was from Rhode Island. He's a Rhode Island guy. He was a Rhode Island cop.
He's Rhode Island. Oh, damn. That was like the most New England thing I ever heard. He was a
Rhode Island. He was a detective. He won Big Brother.
No, Rodney. That's what I'm thinking of. But I don't think he was on Big Brother. Oh, he was on Survivor. Rodney.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm
about it. All right. Well,
anyway, I'm just name dropping over here. Don't mind me.
That's terrible that you just chose Big Brother. That's like, that really puts a monkey wrench in everything.
I mean, I'm feeling good.
That's brutal. I'm going to go with, man, I mean, this is usually my thing, like taking out.
Yeah, you're
doing worse on this than the WWE draft.
I have, my first two picks are really good, but I.
Your first two wrestling picks are also good.
All right, I'll go with the show that's about to finish up. It's another competition show. It's a great one, The Amazing Race.
Okay.
Go on.
Go yeah. on.
I like that show.
John,
was it my turn?
Yep.
Hell's Kitchen.
Nice. Oh, I was looking at that one. Damn. All right. Lucky for me, I already have my two picks back to back ready to go.
Okay.
I'm going to go Masked Singer.
Oh, bad pick.
That's and the challenge.
He just took him out.
Wow. He's just not happy about you taking the challenge on him, huh?
Jeez.
Are you serious? Are you Masked a challenge Singer was
not a good pick.
Not a fan. I'm pandering now, Big Red.
Pandering.
Come on. My Mr. Samoa Joe, like, let's take it easy taking the challenge. Oh, man. That's starting Wednesday. It starts tonight, if you're listening to this on Wednesday. Oh, man, that's terrible. You ever meet any other people from the challenge, Jared? The Banana Man? Johnny Bananas?
Oh, I think I did meet him very, very briefly. I know who he is. I have to think about that.
He's a big big reality guy. Oh my god.
Yeah, he's like very wasn't he just on like Dancing with the Stars or some shit like that? No.
No, I don't think so.
He was on something.
He won the last season of the challenge.
Okay, maybe that's where I was heard his name from. Do you watch Dancing with the Stars too? Not to throw in another reality TV show.
I didn't watch this season, but I have watched it in the past.
Miss Kaylin win. Kaylin won the
Kaylin won. I heard that though, yeah.
Very exciting.
Have a win for the Bachelor Bachelorette fan.
It's back to back because Hannah won the year before.
Oh, that's right. That's a big. Jeez. You should go on. You should go on that show.
Too bad Nick couldn't bring home that mirror ball, huh?
You gotta go on that show. You could keep the streak alive.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. They'd probably take Ashley before me, so that's okay.
Okay.
I've never seen two people bond so well. This is adorable.
I like reality shows.
I know
I like
you do.
Reality game shows. That's like my favorite thing. All right, John, you're up.
This one might be a controversial fourth round pick. Total Divas.
Ooh.
Nice.
I'm excited.
Thank you.
What was your second round pick, John? I'm writing him down, but I don't.
Fantasy Factory.
Oh yeah,
I didn't get any love.
That could have been like an undrafted free agent.
I guess so.
That's like who am I fucking thinking of? That's like picking fucking
Duggar?
No, not Duggar. Oh my god, who is the dude we picked in the fucking second round? Who is a total bust, defensive back? He played against the Eagles in the Super Bowl when Butler was benched.
Oh my god.
Rozai Dowling?
No.
Reed?
No.
Reed, who got lit up by the Eagles?
Yeah. Oh, what's his name? He was a safety. He was a second round draft pick and he was like the worst second round draft pick of all time. Damn it. Now I got to go back and look. Hold on. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
thanks.
You guys have a sports podcast. You guys should have been able to.
I thought it was Reed. Wasn't it Eric Reed? Or Eric,
we traded for Reed. Reed was on
but he was like terrible in that Eagles Super Bowl. Like
Well, this is another horrible pick, Cyrus Jones. That one,
Cyrus Jones was not.
Was it Harmon?
No.
Harmon was good.
I'm gonna say the name
Eric Rowe.
Eric Rowe. That's who I was thinking of. Rowe. That he was the one that blew the Super Bowl for us.
Because our safeties were Chung, McCourty, and Harmon.
No, there was another guy that was like. Oh, I just found out who was second round draft pick 2015, a little guy named Jordan Richards.
He wasn't the guy. He wasn't the guy. It was what was the guy you just said?
It was Eric Rowe that got lit up.
Eric
Rowe. Jordan Richards was our like fourth safety on the depth chart or fourth corner. And he played because Malcolm Butler was benched. And then I remember it was like a third and six in the fourth quarter and he missed a tackle. It was like a check down to Aguilar, and he missed a tackle at the line of scrimmage. And then got a first down. And I think that was the touchdown drive to when fucking Ertz caught it at the goal line.
We were on such a high there, Jared. We were rolling high, and now we're going to bring up this terrible time in my recent history. Oh man. Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back to, man, I just had my pick too. I forget what I was going to do.
Sorry.
Now he said, I gotta come up.
Where is it?
What I do. I ramble without context. It's pretty bad.
Makes it for a good podcast though.
It does.
As you know.
I love it. Oh, I got it. I'm going Shark Tank.
Oh, you motherfucker.
I'll trade you Shark Tank for Big Brother right now. Right now. I will make the trade right now.
Way.
That's so funny.
I can't believe I went Real World over Big Brother. I didn't think someone was going to take it. And I didn't think you were going to take the challenge. I was planning on getting the challenge at this pick right here.
No comment.
All right. Is it my turn?
No, it's Jared's. Jared's got a back-to-back.
Oh, geez.
I got a back-to-back? All right.
These are your last two picks.
Here's the question. Do I start pandering now, or do I still pick my favorite?
I say pick your favorite.
I pick my favorites, and then Big Rick gets mad.
I'm into pandering.
Because I'm down
turns into two. Pick whoever you want. It doesn't matter.
No, all right. I'm going to pick Titan Games. That's a reality TV show, right?
Titan Games?
Because it was either that or American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, I think The Rock hosted Titan Games.
Yeah, I think that was a Rock show. I like the Titan Games.
I love the Titan Games. I like Titan Games more than American Ninja Warrior, but American Ninja Warrior is way bigger. So I was like,
American Ninja Warrior is fire. American Gladiator is sick too. Not to give some.
American Gladiator was a good show.
I mean, it was the fucking best show of all time. I can't believe I didn't pick that. Is that
you got one more pick?
American Gladiator. I mean, I guess we're kind of toeing the line here.
Yeah.
All right. I got one that I love watching. I think this is a reality TV show. Diners, Drive-In, and Dines.
We'll count it.
Oh, Triple D. One.
Triple D. That's a reality TV show. Triple D. Next time on Drivers Dive and. I can't.
Oh man,
that's all right. Guy wins. Guy wins every episode, so that is a reality show.
Guy wins every episode.
He gets a free meal every single episode.
Wife's from Rhode Island.
Really?
Look at that.
Yeah, it's weird. He's like, I feel like he's kind of like ingrained in Boston culture now, even though he's not from the area.
Didn't he just open a restaurant in Boston?
He just opened one at the Garden, didn't he?
Yeah.
Salt Bay opened one.
It's Tequila Cucina. It's nice in there. It's really nice. A buddy of mine is a part owner of it. It's fucking sick.
Really?
Yeah. It's with, it's like the same guys that own Shrine, you know, down in Foxwoods.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same ownership, but Guy has that place, and then he also has the other place in Foxwoods.
Wow.
Dude, that place in the Garden, it's literally right, like, it's right, you walk out of the Garden, and it's right there.
Yeah, I saw, it was like a, it's like a, ta- is it a taco?
Yeah, it's tacos and tequilas.
Yeah. I love Guy's in Foxwoods. That's one of my favorite places. Whenever I go to Foxwoods, that's one of the places I go.
I agree.
For my last pick, I'm going to go with MasterChef. Someone take that?
I don't know. No, I think
Chopped, right?
No, we have Hell's Kitchen and Chopped.
All right, MasterChef. Don't all react at once.
That's how I felt about Fantasy Factory.
All right. John, blow us with your last one.
I got, this is my designated hitter, basically. Fear Factor.
I was looking at that
good
one.
Too. Joe Rogan. Good one.
Big Joe Rogan guy, huh?
Not really.
I love Joe Rogan, man. He's a riot. He's an absolute riot.
Oh, what did I? Oh, man. All right, never mind.
Bill Burr's on his podcast today, I think.
I saw that. That's another.
Oh, really? I like Bill Burr.
Bill Burr is that a reality show? I would choose Bill Burr if it was a reality show. His podcast. Big Red Zone, Danny Football. Choose the Big Red Zone.
Oh man, I'm gonna go Wipeout over Big Red Zone.
Oh my God.
Wipeout's pretty good.
Wipeout's
pretty good. We're really toeing the line on reality shows here.
No, you can win that. You can win Wipeout.
You can win money on Wipeout.
Yeah, but like,
didn't someone just die on Wipeout?
We chose Wipeout in the same category that Keeping Up with Kardashians were picked in. You know what I mean?
They win at life, so.
That's true.
Because like, reality TV is so loosely defined. What is it, just like an unscripted show?
Yeah.
Unscripted?
Yeah.
Is it? Give it. I don't know if we could say it, but pull back the curtain a little bit. How is The Bachelorette pretty unscripted, or is it? Or it's pretty really, much just go out there and just do.
Yeah, and of course, there's like, you know, I mean, they put you in very uncomfortable situations, but in turn, like, they never tell you how to feel or what to say or anything like that. They just, you know, they know you inside and out. So, like, they know what kind of makes you tick, what makes you uncomfortable, what makes you happy. So they try to, like, they just put you in different scenarios and see how you react, pretty much.
Imagine if Jared completely blew up their spot and was like, yeah, they tell us exactly what to say, what to do.
They tell me exactly what to say.
Damn, that'd be crazy.
But, like, it's, yeah, it's pretty unscripted. But we have made, like, I've been a part of other shows that is not the case. So I can't really speak about all reality TV, but I can speak about Bachelor. And truth be told, Bachelor is very authentic.
What would be like, I mean, we're kind of...
As opposed to Wipeout, where they script it all.
What would be some advice for someone trying to get on a reality show? Asking for a friend. What would you say is the best advice to apply for a show?
I mean, make yourself stand out. I mean, you gotta remember too, reality, you know, like with Bachelor specifically, when they cast you, you're a caricature, you know, like, because there's no, you know, they film you for an entire week and then they have to, you know, put it down to an hour and 40 minutes and they film like 15 other people than you. So, like, you know, you're just one facet of your personality. It's like, okay, that's going to be the good guy. That's going to be the villain. Like, that will be the, you know, guy who's ready for marriage. And then this will be the guy who is emotionally detached from himself and needs to leave early. Like, you're just all like, you know, it's just like, it's who you are. It's like a facet of yourself, you know? Like, for me personally, I got very lucky. I was shown as the guy who was like, didn't cause drama and just kind of did my own thing. I was ready for marriage. And like, certainly there was a part of my personality that was like that, but it's not entirely who I am. So like, my advice, if you're applying, is to like, make your personality be known, you know what I mean? So when they're watching you, they can have an idea of like, oh, he would fit perfectly here.
You know, Steve, how tall are you?
I'm 6'8".
There you go. That's it. We got it right there. Tall guy.
6'8". Tall guy.
Fuck up. You're not 6'8".
Stand up.
What? So you can just see my crotch?
Well,
you're 6'8"?
Yeah.
What are you saying? I'm talking to Zdeno Chara over here?
I know. That's what people have said. I'm near the same height as Zdeno Chara.
See, if I have a person and you're like 5'7", I swear to God.
I'm really like 4 feet tall. That's really, I just say I'm 6'8".
6'8"? Good for you, bro.
It's not all as it's cracked up to be.
I have to stand next to him sometimes. I'm 5'6". Imagine how I feel.
Wow. That's why 6'8".
Yeah, 6'8". I'm easy to find in crowds. It's easy to find me when we go out. When we used to go out, like John and I went to the same college. So when we go out on like Friday night, it was easy to spot me.
Bridgewater State.
Oh, okay. Nice. I went to good old Rick, Rhode Island College, down in Providence.
Okay. Oh, Rick was a big rival of ours.
Really?
We played tennis. Rick was a big rival. Sorry to say, we don't like Rick too much.
Yeah, I mean, neither do I. What a
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
All right, I'll give you that. Go Bears. I don't care about Rhode Island College. Come on, man. That's all there's a giant anchor in the middle. Of the quad, and it's like, what are we doing with our lives?
it's like UMass Boston is
the breakers,
but they're like a lighthouse. That's their my friend went there, and I would always make fun of her. I was like, what's your mascot, a lighthouse? There's no lighthouses in at UMass Boston, and you're a lighthouse.
I know.
Make fun of her all the time.
Isn't it so funny how like people who like go to Boston or New England, they have like all these preconceived ideas of what they should be doing or like what we do on a daily basis. They're like, oh man, like how many times have you had beans in your life?
Oh my God.
I hate beans.
Yeah, I hate beans. Nobody eats beans. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Or like even like, you know, it's so funny. We got married in Newport, Rhode Island, and I had never been to the mansions before. And everybody was like, how could you not have like toured the mansions? You live 20 minutes from here. And I'm like, I don't know. I guess it's just like not something a local does. Only tourists do. I don't know what to tell you.
We went there on like a high school field trip.
Good old high school field
trip. Gotta love it. All right, we're going to get into our last segment, the people's topic.
It's the people's topic, baby.
So for people's topic, just a reminder, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Big Red Zone. You can write in there any time of the week, ask us a question, give us a topic, and we'll quickly talk about it. You can also find us on our YouTube page. Make sure you hit the like button and subscribe to the channel. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and tell a friend. Tell a friend. I'm telling a friend right now, Jared.
Yeah, I'll do it. Doing?
Tell it. I'm telling him. Without further ado, producer John, take it away.
Yes, sir. Hold on, you caught me off guard.
I gave like a 20-minute introduction, so I was hoping that
they gave. I think time. We only have two. I'm double checking that we only have two. Oh yeah, we only have two. Cool.
Wow. You guys.
First one.
Wait. Breaking news?
No. Go ahead. What's up?
Well, I mean, it's not going to be breaking by the time this podcast comes out, but right now the Redskins, Washington football team is up 20-17 with 2 minutes to go, and Washington has the ball.
Wow.
Steelers might lose to, oh God, at home to the Washington football team, which is still so freaking weird to say. Like, I keep thinking,
it's a tongue twister. That's unreal. Yeah. Maybe Claypool will get a nice 90-yard touchdown, huh, Danny Football? No,
we'll see what happens. He's going to bust it out now if he wants it.
All right. First question from at JRM1025 on Instagram. With Cam still struggling with a down-the-field strike style, could you see Stidham in platoon style? I don't know what platoon style means.
That
means
like playing them both would, at the same time. Like
they would bring in Stidham just deep shots.
Oh.
I mean, maybe at the end of a game, like we've seen that with, I think it was last year with Jacoby Brissett and
Brian Hoyer.
No, there was someone else there last year. Like, or there was like last year they had two quarterbacks in Indy, and they like on. I think I remember Jacoby Brissett came in for a Hail Mary pass, and that was it. I don't think so. I think they're going to kind of ride whoever's the hot hand. And right now, I mean, he's not a hot hand right now, but they're going to ride Cam. But I don't know. I don't think so.
I think they're just going to leave him on the bench. I'm not a Stidham guy, so.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not going to give him much gas.
Yeah, I'm not much of a Stidham guy either. I think it's a ride or die with Cam at this point. Cam is Belichick's guy. He's defended him too much. I mean, unless he goes out and throws like five picks. Against the Rams on Thursday night, I think we're riding or dying with Cam this year.
Mm-hmm. Second question from at @Joseph_Celia.
Our guy. Biggest
our
fan
guy.
Of
him. Which Big Red Zone member, including Jared, would last the longest in the ring versus Mayweather?
I have my pick right now.
I'm going with the fucking 6'8 guy.
I wouldn't. I'm going. Height,
you know what I mean?
That's true. You could punch him down.
That's true. I could run away. That's I could last the longest. I could just run away from him. I'm going with Danny Football. He has the boxing gene. He's played.
Thank you.
He's a boxer by trade. He trains. Yeah, I would definitely go with Danny Football. Yeah, I think that's an easy one for Danny Football. I have
easy work.
Danny Football. I guess people's topic from Big Red. Who's going to win the fight, Mayweather or Logan Paul?
Mayweather should win that fight in under a minute. Under a minute.
If Mayweather doesn't win,
it's a bad shit.
Like, I'm going to buy that. I haven't bought a pay-per-view in a while for a boxing match since, like, probably McGregor Mayweather. But I think I'm buying this one just because, like, I'm fascinated by it. Mayweather should knock him out in 30 seconds.
It should be easy. It should be easy. If it goes any longer than a round, something's going on, man, and I don't like it.
Imagine if he loses. That's like
if he loses, the sport's undefeated. Dead. You can't have your undefeated goat of the 20th century lose to Logan Paul, man. It just can't happen.
No, and especially like it's different. Like Logan Paul, he's never boxed in a bit like Mayweather. He faced KSI.
No, it was KSI, man.
KSI. Like, what are we doing? And even like Jake Paul, he faced Nate Robinson. Like, yeah, Nate Robinson's a big dude, but dude, he's a basketball player. He's not a boxer. Like now, Logan Paul's going against Mayweather, arguably the greatest boxer in the history of the sport. Mayweather should be, it should take 15 seconds for Mayweather to put Logan Paul on the ground. To be fair, don't pick me, but I did box on national television. They had us on a bachelorette date, and I made it to the finals, but then I got knocked down in the finals, which really sucked. But I did knock out two dudes on my way there.
Got jeez, I'm taking Jared.
It was also against two other reality TV stars. So like I was in like you know, the cream of the crop.
I do a tag team, you and Danny Football. Jared and Danny Football take out Mayweather. I think they can.
Me and him just tag in and out for a couple minutes.
Make it a ladder match.
Just be in the corner tagging you in every time. You take him, I'm out. I'm out.
And that's it for the topics. Yep.
People's topic. Awesome. Remember, you can write in at anytime this week at Big Red Zone on Instagram and Twitter. Jared, can you tell the people where they can find you?
You can find me on Instagram. I'm at Jared Haven, very unique there. And then you can find me on Twitter at Haven_Jared. I also have a podcast on iHeartRadio. It's called Help, I Suck at Dating. I co-host with another Bachelor alum named Dean Ungler. We talk about all dating, relationships, all stuff like that. It's a good time, so check that out. And then other than that, that's all I got.
Well, go follow him. I'm sure everyone already does, but go follow him on Instagram, Twitter, and also go listen to the pod. Jared, it was great having you on. It was definitely, like we were saying, one of the most fun pods we've had this season. And hopefully we'll get you back on soon.
Yeah, you guys just let me know. I'm always down. Plus, my wife's a Giants fan, so she...
Oh my God.
Dude, tell me about it. I married into a Giants family. My father-in-law, first time I came to this house, I walked down to this man cave, and there's just blown-up posters of
the
Brady...
catch. Oh my God.
Oh, come on.
Super Bowl 42, and I was like, man... This is it's like Eli Manning everywhere. I was like, oh, this sucks. Now I don't care, but at the time it was pretty jarring because this was like, we had won 4 by then, but it was still like a little, you know, 18.
Well, that 18-0 definitely probably stuck. They were probably hyped up about that. I always hear about that.
It doesn't even bother me anymore. Like, we won 6. We should have. You know what I mean? It feels like we
should have lost the Falcons one. That was always my thing. Is we got that one back.
And even like the Seattle one, I mean, he was like unbelievable in that fourth quarter and probably one of his best performances. But we did, you know, I mean, if they run the ball, they probably.
So the way I look at it is we deserve the 2 Giants ones, but really didn't deserve the Falcons or Seahawks.
I know. The only one I get sad about is 18-0. I mean, man, if we would have been undefeated 19-0.
It's also the Randy Moss one, like giving Randy Moss a Super Bowl ring. That's like. I wish he got one. I really do.
Especially the way the game ended, you know, like they weren't playing well on offense and then, you know, Brady gets
Asante Samuel through the hands.
Oh, God, Asante. Good God. Yeah, that was bad.
We're ending this pod on a really negative note here.
Think about the Rams Super Bowl. The Rams.
Yeah, there we go.
The Falcons Super Bowl.
Gronk.
But again, thank you for coming on, Jared. Also, always thank you to Danny Football and producer John. Thanks for listening and have a great week, everyone.